Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. King Sha. Hey, ah. Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many men with one body. Keep the rest still God. Still going hard by. Then they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these truth friends. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, it go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demons lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Can't save, no, they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look. It's out, it's out. Head smoking like a toast. Not do when we're talking. I guess you gotta learn a hard way. When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. Yahweh. In my prayer stands bouncing. We coming through screaming holler. New Year and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their proof. Nah. The word is God saying my mouth. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point faking with the rock. Jorting in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking burst though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right. We the church folk. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Jesus Christ is still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 I don't care about the hands. I'm trying to make it into heaven. I'm trying to save all my bread. Get a Bible, that's my way. Yeah, I'm strong, yeah, I'm strong. Get in the Lord. No, I'm never flat. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. Till your soul get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit thick, come deeper. I'm with the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole. Yeah, yeah, gotta be my hero. Slips to follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen the type of Christmas before. We be up in the streets for real though. Yeah. Telling brothers what they still to kill for. Yeah. This is working so, they feel hopeless though. That's what they sip and lean and pop a pill for. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. And in favor from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. Prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a backline. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
Glory be to God. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in to the Prophetic Sound Podcast, hosted by Prophetic Wind Ministries. I am so blessed right now to know that we are in a time and a season that is strategic in its making. I thank God that you are doing the best that you know to do in this season. We thank God that you are chosen for this season. And I don't know about you, I've been praising the Lord all day, knowing that there is something breaking. Come on now. There is something breaking in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus that is causing you to be victorious, that is causing you to be lifted up right now. You know, I don't know where you're at in the country or in your walk with God, but I sense in the spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus that you are doing the best that you can do, and what you cannot do, God can do. Come on, somebody praise the Lord and put a pin on that, because I hear the Lord saying that when we feel that we are substandard or we're just not enough, he's there to let us know that his grace is sufficient for us, that we are justified in him. And I have been studying out the book of Colossians, and as God has been taking me through this book, I realized in this book there was a lot of times where Paul was fighting against people who doubted him, people who didn't quite believe in the anointing. And instead of him getting haughty and saying, but I'm the apostle, I'm this and I'm that, he began to take the low road and say, you know what? I am just a servant of Jesus Christ. I am a servant of the living God. And tonight I come to you saying the same thing. We are servants of the living God. We are servants of the living King. We are servants. We are blessed to be part of the team Jesus. We are cross-culture. Amen. We are his chosen. Somebody needs to hear that tonight, that you were chosen. You were chosen in the midst of your muck and mire. You were chosen. You were chosen when no one else believed in you. You were chosen. And tonight you are chosen to hear the word in due season. God has a plan and a purpose for you. And tonight is going to be just a watering of the seed of the Lord that has been placed in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank God for his courageousness in our lives. We thank God for his courage and his boldness coming upon his people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are covering the airways, Lord God, in the blood of Jesus. We thank you that in our struggles, Father God, you are lightening our hearts. You are taking that weight, Father, for you said that your yokes are easy, your burden is light. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that in struggle you are there. Hallelujah. You are encouraging hearts and minds right now. You are knitting us together in love right now. Lord, we may not have everything that we want, but Lord God, in you we have everything that we need. In Jesus' name, Lord, you said that there are hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge in you that are going to be received in this season, Father God. As we are shut in with you, Father God, you are releasing your nuggets. You are releasing your treasures. And Lord God, we are here for it. We are here to receive it. We love it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you will never abandon us. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us in the name of Jesus. And we are blessed tonight because we have an understanding, Lord, that it is you, oh God. In you we have our being. In you we live and have our being. In the mighty name of Jesus. So right now our spirits rejoice. Our spirits rejoice. Our spirits rejoice because we are the living, the children of the living God, and there is nothing like you. So we bless you. We give you all the praise. We relinquish ourselves to you tonight and ask you to have your way, and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So God bless you, Prophetic Wood Ministries. And all of our guests, those that are listening in on the airways, those that are on the phone line, those that will be listening later, you are blessed and you are highly favored and you are welcomed in this place. Praise God. Tonight I am so excited because I have one of the most influential women of God in my personal life and in ministry that I've ever met. The woman of God, Prophetess Zelda Kroski, we have known each other for decades at this point, and she has watched me grow. She saw the jelly when it just wasn't ready yet, amen, and she's I had the bit of blessing to help the growth of this woman of God. She has that sure word that it's timely and it's on time. She's a trusted voice in the prophetic, and I thank God that she cleared her schedule to be here with us on today. And so I just want to say hello to the woman of God. God bless you, prophetess. Welcome to Prophetic Wind Ministries.
God bless you, prophetess. Leticia, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. You're coming loud and clear.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm just grateful to the Lord for the opportunity just to minister the word of the Lord to his people in a time when everything seems in turmoil right now. Everybody needs something from the Lord. I know everybody needs encouragement today. People are hurting and suffering, but you know what? God is still God. And God has never lost his power. He's never stopped caring or loving us. He is still on the throne. And I want you to know today, if you don't take nothing else away, I want your heart to be encouraged. And I pray that everyone, that a seed is sown into everybody's heart, the seed that you need. Your seed may be different. What you need may be different from what someone else needs. But I pray that what you need, that the Holy Spirit will sow that thing into your heart and into your life. And that when you come off of this session, that you will go forth in glory. You go forth knowing who you are at this time and season, knowing where you are in this time and season. Because you see, beloved, we've entered a very critical season and time in history. History, natural history, as well as spiritual. And I'm sure by now, most of you have heard the word of the Lord for this decade, even going into this era, which is the year of the mouth, the year of the voice. What you say now, what you begin to say from this day forward is going to determine what you do, is going to determine where you end up, what you say, the words out of your mouth are going to either bring life or death. Those dreams that you have planned and you've been holding onto, things that you know God told you to do, and things that you've since long forgotten. There's some things some of us have heard. God spoke to us many years ago. There's some things we have dreams about and we wanted, and we let them fall to the wayside because they didn't come to pass. And sometimes what people do, they just walk away and just say, oh, forget it. But let me tell you today, things are going to begin to resurrect as you speak, as you open your mouth. You see, as I was sitting today and just meditating on the Lord, I began to remember another word that the Lord spoke for this season. Listen to this, saints. God said it is a time of reset. Now, I began to think about that word, divine reset, divine reset. Okay, when you have a cell phone, and even a television, but mainly a cell phone, sometimes you got to put it back to factory reset. And factory reset is also known as the master reset. Okay? Now, factory reset is a software restore of an electronic device to its original system state by erasing all the information stored on the device in an attempt to restore the device to its original manufacturer's setting. And I'm telling you, the Father God is about to do a master reset on some of our lives, on all of our lives. He's about to reset us back to the original state that he created, where we walked in dominion, where we spoke the word of the Lord and things happened just as the Father did in the day of creation. You see, this year, all you have to do is speak it, say it, decree it, and declare it and believe it. You are about to find out just how much power you have in your own mouth, because either you're going to begin to create or destroy, build up or tear down. Now, Isaiah 53 says, who has believed the report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? We are about to see the manifestation of the power of the Lord through his sons and daughters. This that we've heard for years, this that we've prayed for years, this that we have asked God to do for years in the church, Lord, manifest the sons of God. We want the power. We want to walk in the power of God. But God is saying this is the time. We've entered that time. There was a shift on Passover. We shifted as the Israelites did. They crossed Passover. They crossed over the Red Sea. and to the promised land. And what did the Lord say to them as they crossed over? He said, the enemy you see today, or you'll see no more forever. That is what Moses said to them. The enemy you see today, you'll see no more forever. I'm telling you, we crossed over, and the enemy that you saw that was in your land all of last year, all of the year before and the years before, that just stole from you, robbed from you, took from you, we couldn't get over. We went all around the mountain back and forth. How many of us can say that? So many things we just couldn't seem to conquer at times. Well, that was an enemy of our soul. And God is saying to us today, you'll see that one no more forever. But we must participate with the Lord. We've got to say something. We've got to open our mouth and say something. Now, he says in Psalms 81 and 10, listen to this, and it's in the I'm reading out of the Passion Version. The Lord says, he said, I am your only God, the living God. Wasn't I the one who broke the stronghold over you and raised you up out of bondage? Open your mouth with a mighty decree. I will fulfill it now. You'll see. The words that you speak, so shall it be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't praise the Lord at that. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, open your mouth with a mighty decree.
Come on.
Decree it, and it shall be established. I will fulfill it now. You'll see. The word that you speak, so shall it be. This decade and the years ahead of us, we can set our own course by the power of speech. The power of speech by using the same power the Father used in creation. He spoke, and it was so. He said, let there be. And something happened. Something appeared out of nothing. You have to begin to speak to that which looks like it's nothing and bring forth something. God himself has ordained and purposed over your life. It doesn't matter what the naysayers say. It doesn't matter what people say that's against you, the haters, because you're always going to have somebody that's not going to agree with you. You're always going to have somebody that don't want to see you succeed. But no matter who believes in you or not, and people of God, don't look for those who believe you. Don't even try to find someone to trust in you or to be on your side or to go along with you, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? The only people that will come beside you is a remnant that also believe the way you believe. So it doesn't matter what people say or what they believe, whether they believe in you, whether they like you or not. It doesn't matter. You just begin to say what God has already said about you. You begin to say what God has already told you. He already knows your end, because, you see, he wrote the book. He wrote it with your name on it. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows which way you're going. He knows which path you're going to take. Everything you've ever gone through in your life up to this point was the will of God. Now, you can say, how can you say it was the will of God when I had this bad thing happen in my life, or I lost somebody, or so much suffering? It's not saying that God willed it because he wanted bad things to happen to you, but, however, he knew the end from the beginning, and he knew that these things that you had to go through was a process to bring you to where you are now, to bring you to the place of understanding now, where you are in this last generation. We are in the time that the Bible says even the prophets long to look into, because we're the generation that no doubt will see one day the coming of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying the Lord's coming tomorrow, next week, so get off the rapture road. That ain't what we're talking about, because there's much work to do. But what a glorious time to live in, where we're seeing the glory of God and about to see it poured out on the earth like it has never been before in history, where we're living in a time where we're about to see the power of God manifested like it has never been seen before. We're living in a time where Jesus said, and greater works than these shall you do. Greater works than these shall you do. That's the time we're in. If you believe the same spirit that was in the beginning of creation, when the Father spoke, the Holy Spirit executed his plans. That same Holy Spirit abides in you. That same Holy Spirit will execute what you say if you speak, because God said, this is the decade of your mouth. The decade of the voice, speak it, say it, declare it, decree it, and the Holy Spirit will do it. He will execute and bring to pass every word according to the will of God. Now, I did say according to the will of God. Okay, you just need to open your mouth and begin to speak. The word declare means that you're explaining something. You're making something clear. And the word decree is a command. So when we're making it clear to the enemy, we're explaining to him that I got this. God's got this. And I'm decreeing, I'm commanding this to happen. I'm commanding that my family will all be saved. I'm commanding, decreeing, I'm decreeing it, that my family walk in the ways of the Lord. My children will walk in the ways of the Lord. It matters little what you do, devil. It matters little what plans you pull and what little assignments you send through those demons and all the things you try to put in their way, the roadblocks. It matters little, because I decree in the name of the Lord Jesus that what God has promised me will surely come to pass. I decree that my family will be a blessed family and is a blessed family, that I will prosper, that I will have good health. Hallelujah, that my mental health is good, that I have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I decree the word of the Lord over my life, over my family, over my ministry. I decree it. Therefore, I am commanding it to happen. And God said, if I speak it, it will be so. So we need to declare some things. We need to decree some things and get very consistent. Get very consistent about it. Don't say one thing today and another thing tomorrow. One thing, one minute, you're in faith, you're in believing. The next minute, you're down in the mouth and you don't know. You just don't know if God's going to do it. God said, speak it. God said, speak it and say it. Now, here's what Job says in the 22nd chapter of Job. He says, you will also decide and decree a thing, and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. You will also decide, you'll decide and decree a thing, and it will be established, and the light of God's favor. And don't we need God's favor? In the hour when everything looks dark, we need the favor of the Lord to shine upon us. And he said, the favor of God will shine upon your ways. That tells me that we have to walk in the ways of the Lord. So it's not just because God said it. There's something required of us. We've got to walk in the way of the Lord. So actually, in actuality, we'll be decreeing and declaring it. The word of God, the word of the Lord says that it'll be established, but it'll be established according to also what we put forth. Also, what is our life saying? What is our action saying? We have to become very vocal in this hour when it comes to our families, when it comes to our lives, our ministries, and everything that pertains to God's will for us. If you speak fear, you're going to have fear. And you see a lot today, a lot of people are speaking fear. And when you speak fear, fear brings a whole family with it. It brings everything that's associated with death, poverty, sickness, failure, torment, all of that. So we can't speak fear. If we're going to trust the Lord in one part, we got to trust him in every part. If he said this is the year of our voice, then we have to speak the same thing the Father is saying. What is he saying? We've got to speak life. Speak life to your situation. Speak life to your family. Speak life. I don't care what's happening. I don't care if the country's closed or anything else. You speak life, and you trust God, and you speak what God wants us to speak, because we're going to create out of the darkness, create, bring something out of nothing. Hallelujah. Bring something out of nothing. What has God said to you? That could be, it could be in your dreams or in your thoughts as you go about the day. What if God said, what is the thing that keeps coming to your mind or your heart? And you know it's the Lord, but you haven't acted on it. You mean that you need to begin to repeat out loud what the Lord is saying. When he speaks, you speak. Walking in the prophetic in this decade is going to be very critical. You got to walk with revelation knowledge of what God is saying and doing. Your ears have got to be open in the spirit. Your eyes have got to be open in the spirit, because this is a new era. And we must sanctify our tongues. And when it comes to speaking, we've got to sanctify our tongues, because we've got to use our mouth as an instrument of righteousness. And sometimes that's what happened, people. We can say something, but our tongue is not clean of what's in our hearts. Because the Bible says, what's in the heart is what comes out through your mouth. And we have to participate with the Holy Spirit as we move forward. And we have to be clean. We have to be sanctified. And that's a word that we don't hear that often anymore, sanctification. But it's something God is absolutely requiring, that we are sanctified before him, because we have to be able to be used by the Lord. And to see God move, we have to be on one accord with him. And we can't say one thing and do another. We can't have the Bible says, how can bitter water and sweet water flow out the same vessel? It doesn't. It doesn't work like that. So let me read something to you. And this is very powerful. It's a little long, but I want you to hear this. And I know we've heard it, but it's very powerful because, as I said, I hope you still hear me. I'm sorry, I had the phone away from my mouth. I hope you still hear me. Okay, so in James, the third chapter, starting at the third verse, the Bible says horses have bits and bridles in their mouths so that we can control and guide their large body. And the same with mighty ships, though they are massive and driven by fierce winds, yet they are steered by a tiny rudder at the direction of the person at the helm. And so the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it carries great power. Just think of how a small flame can set a huge force ablaze. And the tongue is a fire. It can be compared to the sum total of wickedness and is the most dangerous part of our human body. It corrupts the entire body and is a hellish flame. It releases a fire that can burn throughout the course of human existence. For every wild animal on earth, including birds, creeping reptiles, and creatures of the sea and land, have all been overpowered. Excuse me. Just a second. I lost my. Hold on one second, please. Hold on one second. You know you can't. There's nowhere you're ever going to do anything where the enemy don't get involved and try to do some kind of something to throw you off.
Amen. It's fine, Prophet. Just take your time.
Come on. You're going to try to throw me out my whole computer. It's not off. But James jumped to chapter 4, and okay, but praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're talking about that tongue because we have to be careful. We have to make sure that we are in Christ at all times. And this is going to be a time when we're really going to have to watch our walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
And because playtime is over, you know, carnal time is over. Okay. So we'll finish reading that. It says that, okay, for every wild animal on earth, including birds, creeping reptiles, and creatures of the sea and land, have all been overpowered and tamed by humans. But the tongue is not able to be tamed. It's fickle. It's unrestrained. It's an unrestrained evil that spews out words full of toxic poison. We use our tongue to praise God, our Father, and then turn around and curse a person who was made in his very image. Out of the same mouth, we pour out words of praise 1 minute and curses the next. My brothers and sisters, this should never be. Would you look for olives hanging on a fig tree or go to pick figs from a grapevine? Is it possible that fresh and bitter water can flow out of the same spring? So neither can bitter springs produce fresh water. Praise God. Can't produce fresh water.
So good.
So if our tongue is unsanctified, there's no sense in thinking you're going to speak and declare the word of the Lord. You're going to speak those things and they come to pass because you're contaminated. So it's a time to just get before God, sanctify our lives. It's time to be so on fire for God. But it's going to start with consecration before the Lord, realizing who we are, that we are the sons of God who are about to be manifested as never before, but we've got to get before the Lord and be sanctified, holy, and clean. The Bible says, for holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We want to say what the Father says. We want to speak what he says and also speak without the fear of man. It's time for the body of Christ to come out of the fear of man. I know so many people, I'm telling you, see it, people that are afraid what somebody will think. So they won't speak truth because they're afraid of a sister so-and-so, a brother so-and-so. They didn't even have to be brothers, whoever, say, you know what, I thank you, Lord, that I've been delivered from men. I could care less. To care less what men think. I don't care what you think of me or what you got to say when I speak the truth. We need to speak the truth regardless, because you know what? Jesus spoke the truth. And the Holy Spirit in us will cause us to do the same. We need to create miracles with our words. We are in the time of this manifestation of the Lord, where miracles are going to become an everyday thing. It's not going to be something we're going to be ooh and on over. Ooh, and look at that. It's because it's going to become an everyday thing with the body of Christ. And God pours out his spirit and his glory throughout this earth and throughout this nation. So we speak according to what the Spirit says. We can change our situation by our words. And I believe as we go forward, we're going to participate with the Lord. He's the one, but we're going to participate with him. What he tells us to do, we'll do. When he says say it, we'll say it. Say speak it, then just speak it. Don't worry about what anybody says. Just make sure you're walking right before the Lord. Healings are coming forth as we speak. We're going to speak and we're going to see healings has met before. And I believe, I know it's true. You'll be walking down the street, and there's some of you will be in the store, and God will say, go over there and speak. You're going to speak a word to that cancer. Speak a word to that diabetes. Speak a word to healing. Because you know what? The name of the Lord Jesus is going to be exalted in all the earth, and his name is going to be exalted in our life and through us. And that is the position that we are in now as we walk forth in this time, this new time, this new era. We shifted. Let me tell you, we crossed over. We are no longer back there. We cross over into a new place. Our thoughts has got to be new. And our thought life is going to be very important in this hour, because a lot of times what we speak is determined by what we think. A lot of times our thoughts are just in the wrong place. What do we give attention to? What do we meditate on? You know, because you can, your thoughts, if you're not careful, you know, we have these gates. We have eye gates, and we have ear gates, and our mouth gates. We have gates, and what we let into those gates can either build us up or contaminate us. And a lot of times, the reason your thoughts are messed up is because what you're looking at and what you're meditating on. Now, you know it's true. You can, you, if you watch a horror movie or something, you can go to bed, and you're gonna be seeing a little ugly whatever it was all night long. You know, you have to watch what you meditate on. The Bible says that we meditate on the Lord. In Psalms 37, we meditate on the word of the Lord day and night. But his thoughts, the meditate on the word day and night. And our delight is in the Lord, in the law of the Lord. And in his law, we meditate on it. That's what we meditate on his word day and night while you're going about the day. Meditate on the word of the Lord. Get a scripture in your head and your mind, a song. And at night, meditate on the word of the Lord. You see, so many things have come through the years. Many things have come, even to the body of Christ, to contaminate, to cause us to be very carnal. And if you're honest, if we're honest with ourselves, we know the church is carnal. There's not much difference. The church does the same thing the world does in so many, many ways. And sometimes I just look and I say, Lord, I'm telling you, I don't care. I'm going to speak the truth. We're to meditate on the word of the Lord. And we meditate on the things of God and run toward the things of God. Begin to gravitate back to the Lord, to those things that God, that we first believed, what the things we first believed when we got saved. What did we believe when we first got saved? We believed that you had to live holy. We believed that a man and a woman didn't live together before they were married. We believed that you didn't just fornicate and it was okay. We believe those things.
Come on.
That marriage is between a man and a woman. But we're looking at church now, and it's up in the, I'm telling you, I know, it's up in the church. And people, I've never seen so many men and women live together before they're married and just go like it ain't nothing. And the pastor's never said nothing about it. Like, oh, Jesus. But you see, we've had grace. We've been in a high, we've been in a time of grace. And God has given us grace. Saw it. It's not like he closed his eyes. He saw it. But now he's saying, come. Come unto me, all you that labor and have heavy laden. I'll give you rest unto your souls. He's calling us out now because we're in a new time, a new era. Either we're going to be new wine put into new wineskins, or that old wine that cannot be put into new wineskins unless they burst. So there are those that will not cross over, will not come, because they will not let go of their old ways or their sins. And every weight, every sin is a weight. Every weight is not a sin, but every sin is a weight, and it will hold you down. So if you can't get over, you wonder what's wrong, just do an inventory of your life. Do an inventory of your life. What we say, as I said, is usually determined by what we're thinking. 2 Corinthians 9:5 says this in NIV. It says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ Jesus. And that is our key. We're going to have to take every thought and make it obedient to Christ Jesus. We're going to have to meditate on the word of the Lord. You know what? Not only meditating on God's word, but meditate on the Lord himself. One thing I know, you know, there's a scripture that says, when the Lord says in Jeremiah, when you seek for me with all your heart, then shall you find me. When you seek for me with all your heart, then shall you find me. Let me tell you, I often say this, and it probably sounds weird, but I always say, you know, God, some people believe God is just a being up there in the sky somewhere, but you know what? There is a relationship to be had with the Father, and I mean an intimate relationship. The more you seek him with your whole heart, the more he reveals himself. The closer you draw to him, the closer he draws to you, and he wants that. He wants us to the place where we'll come right into his bosom and lay our head on his chest. He wants us to that place where our love life with him is so strong that the moment you walk into your place of prayer, whether it's in your chair, whether it's on the side of your bed, wherever that place that you go to meet the Father, because, yes, of course, you have a consistent meeting place, right? You have a consistent meeting time, right? As you go to that place, before the moment you step that across that threshold, you will feel the presence of the Lord. I can promise you that. And if you're not experiencing that, I'm just telling you, go back, go back, go back, gravitate to the Lord. I always say, get in his face, stay before him, seek him. But seek him. When you're seeking him like that, you're seeking him for intimacy, not for what he can give you, not for the house, not for the car, not for the church and all that, but you're seeking him for him. Seek him for himself. Seek the Father for who he is. He's Father. He's Father God. Seek him for Seek him for who he is. He is Father. Abba. The one that loves you more than you could ever even imagine. And this is the one that would do everything for you. How the Bible gives the comparison of a natural father to our Heavenly Father. You know, that's a natural father. You know, if anybody's out there, Father, you know how much you love your children. You would die for your children. Anything they ask, they can get. Now, the Heavenly Father is even greater than that. Now, if a natural father can love us like that, what do you think the Heavenly Father does? And if you haven't experienced it, it's only because you haven't sought him yet. You haven't gotten to that place of intimacy yet that he wants you at, where you will know because you know, this is Daddy. This is Daddy. And every time you cross that threshold for prayer, his presence is already there. You feel that embracing. You feel that wonderful warmth. You know what it feels like. We call it, I feel the anointing. So you just feel the presence of the Father. And you see, when we have that relationship like that with him, and we're going to need it in this hour, because, beloved, we've only seen the tip of things. You know, we are in the time of sorrows. We're in the end times, not the end of time, but we are in the end times. So we've yet to see a lot of things that's going to be frightening. But our security is in the Father. Our hope is in the Father. Our safety is in him, in the Lord Jesus Christ. So our stash, as we go forward, is to begin to build the relationship with the Father. Build it. Work on it. Make sure that there's a song we used to sing back in the day. Make sure your anchor holds and grip the solid rock, and that rock is Jesus. Make sure your anchor holds. You got to make sure nothing can shake you. Nothing can push you away. Nothing that comes, I don't care how fearful it is, I don't care what it looks like, it cannot shake you or move you away from the Father. And I'm telling you, as we, the people of God, those that God is separating out, as we walk with the Lord and as we go forward, there's nothing that can hinder us or stop us. As we manifest as the sons of God, you don't have to worry about the things that come upon the earth, because there's some things we're going to speak to and it's going to disappear. We're going to speak to and it's going to stop, because there's power in our mouth, because we are spiritual beings more than natural beings, more than flesh. We just haven't tapped into it. We just haven't realized who we are. We are spirit beings made in the image of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the power of God and the Holy Spirit of God dwelling on the inside. We have all power. And we're about to manifest that as we walk forward and speak it, declare it, decree it. This is the year of the voice, the mouth. You want your life changed? Speak it. You need your finances fixed? Speak it. You need your body healed? Speak it. I'm speaking to it. Speak it. You need your children back home and serving God? Speak it. I don't care. And let me tell you something about children. I don't care how hard it looks and what they're doing, of what they've done. God said he saved you and your whole household. One thing I know, you keep praying and you keep hitting it. I don't care what it looks like. When it looks like it ain't working, keep hitting it. I don't care. Keep declaring their destiny. You decree and declare with your mouth what God has said about your young people, your children, your grandchildren. You decree and declare with your mouth the prophetic words that have been spoken over them. Do not let it drop to the ground. You pick it up and decree it and declare it and watch Father God do it. You have the power in your mouth to create something out of nothing. You have the power in your mouth to create everything the Father said, and we stand beside him and we stand in participation with him and say, Lord God, whatever you say, I say. Just speak what he says. He cannot lie. Hallelujah. He cannot lie. He will not lie. And you know what? Father God will never let you down. He'll never let you down. Now, we can let ourselves down, but God will never let us down. So when we miss it, we just get back up. Keep on moving because we have help. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. And this is the decade of difference is what God has called it. The decade of difference, the decade of extremes, extreme joy, extreme prosperity, extreme love, extreme. This is the year of difference. Extremes. Hallelujah. God is moving. He's on the move. We're moving with him. That should be our position. Hallelujah. We need to just look and see what's happening. It's just a sign of times. It just shows that whatever happens in the natural has already happened in the spirit. So God is moving. He's not quiet. He's not silent. Believe me when I tell you, he is in full control over everything, even what you don't understand. He's in control. And another thing, with our mouth, I want to say this. Saints of God, when you go on social media, watch what you say. Watch the position that you take. It behooves us to seek the face of the Father about many things, before we utter a word. Because there's so many speaking things that are so against the purposes of God, and they don't even realize it. But I don't want to find myself in opposition to the Father. Come on now. Who in the world wants to be in opposition to the Almighty God? We've got to be careful. We've got to be careful what we speak. As the Bible said, we don't speak blessing and cursing out the same mouth. And that's not pleasing to the Father. But God says to pray, then pray. That's what we should do. Let's take sides with the Father God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, and walk as he said to walk. Let's decree and declare the word of the Lord. Have not we prayed this for many years? And finally, find, you know, how we can say something, and it becomes just a ritual, something we just say because we've said it. And for many years, we said this prayer, and it's the prayer that Jesus prayed. But finally, it became revelation to my soul. And we pray, we say, our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, we pray that, but what does it mean? We're asking God for what he's already purposed and done. He's already written it in the books of heaven, so we're asking him to release it now on the earth. Release that, Father, what you've spoken, what you've said, release it now on the earth. And what has God spoken in heaven? He's spoken many things. Hayatasya. Oh, Ramasitididid. I said, but it takes us to pray it in, because heaven does not move except in response to earth. We have to send something forward up into heaven, up to heaven, in order for God to move. He's not going to just move just because. But when his people cry out, then he moves. That's why he said in 2 Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways. Repent. He said to repent. Then he'd hear from heaven and hell or land. But a lot of times there's no fire going up. If there's fire going up for earth, there's fire coming down from heaven. So we have to send forth something for God to work with. So, saints, it's our time. It's our time. Yes, it's our time. But we must be in position. We must be in position. We must be new wine that can be poured into new wineskin. If you're holding on to the old, then you're old wine. And he said he cannot put new wine and new wine, old wine and new wineskins, lest the bottles burst and the wine spill out. There's old beliefs and old mentalities. And old things we carry sometimes from old religious things, even old rituals, even old things sometimes that we carry on over and try to walk with that from one generation to another. It doesn't work. That's why the church begins to be powerless, because it doesn't work. You got to let go of the old in order to receive the new. When God sent them manna, what did he tell them? Don't save that old manna till the next day, because you do. It's going to turn to worms. It's going to rot. You can't eat that the next day. And that's what happened. Some of them still did it. What happened? It turned to worms. What has happened in the church? They carried the old manna forward and keep carrying it forward, and it's rotting. It's time to hear the Spirit of the Lord. What is the Spirit of God saying to the church? Get on your knees. All I can tell you, get on your knees. Seek God and seek God, fasting, prayer, those things we need to do much more of now until you hear from heaven. Until you hear from heaven, and you will hear. Because he said, when you seek me with your whole heart, when you seek me with your whole heart, then shall you find me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. I pray that somebody was encouraged, I pray, was sown in your hearts today. I pray that you would leave this session with a new mindset, with a new encouragement, with a new hope. Hallelujah. And that the blessings of God would overtake you and your family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, I should have told you, you could have ignored the countdown. The countdown is just letting us know that in a few minutes, no one else will be able to call in. So if you have someone who, if anyone has not called in by now, they just won't be able to get on the line. They could still listen in on the internet and on the radio.
Oh, okay.
So, woman of God, if you have anything else, please continue. I forgot to tell you about that.
Oh, hallelujah. I just want to pray. I just pray, and I thank you for that. I'm just so excited. I feel the presence of the Lord. I know, hallelujah, that we are in a magnificent time. You know, I think about Prophetess, how Mordecai said to Esther, who knows whether you are brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. And you know, we were brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. And even the things that we see, to me, is exciting because we're living in the Bible day. We're actually looking at the Bible coming alive before our eyes, and
yes,
it's exciting. And we're not fearful because we know our hope is in the Lord God. And as we walk with the Lord, we have no reason to fear. And we just have to encourage everybody else, don't fear, just trust the Lord. And let's go out there. The Bible said the harvest is ready. It's white. It's ready to be picked. It's time to go out into the world, to step into those shoes. Whatever God has called you to do, you go, you do it, you be it. And go and begin to bring the harvest in. That is the time that we are in, to take every opportunity to witness for Jesus Christ, to take every opportunity to pray for somebody. But so, yes, it's a time to raise up ministries. How, you know, they try. It's amazing what I'm seeing. So many things out there on the news, how they're really trying to shut the church down and not have the church gather. But let me tell you, let me encourage your hearts, let you know, it's not going to happen. See, the Bible said that the devil, what he wants to do is change times and seasons. In other words, he wants things to go that are going to happen before their time. That way he can hinder the harvest that's coming. He's trying to hinder some things by trying to speed up some things, but it will not be so as we pray, because that time is not yet. The harvest is coming, and it is our time to go forth and reap the harvest, and that's what we're going to do. So if God has put on your heart to raise up a ministry, then brother or sister, raise the ministry up and go forth in the Lord. Don't let no one stop you. Don't let no one stop you from what God has called you to do, what God is saying to you. And you know, there are prophets that God has called forth. And I'm saying this to you, Joshua, because you are on my heart. I hope you hear me. You was on my heart. This is for Joshua Wilson. You were on my heart a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't even like quite on the, I was in prayer. And a few times you have been before me in prayer, and I really prayed for you because you are a prophet of God. And I just rebuke and bind every word that was ever spoken to you to ever try to tell you you weren't, or ever to try to stop you in the calling of God that's on your life. You will fulfill the word of God that's been spoken to you. You will walk according to the word of God, and that intercessor spirit that's in you will come forth in a mighty way, because you are called to be an apostle of prayer. You are called to be a prophet of the living God, and you will go to whom God shall send you to speak the word of the Lord, and it will be so what you speak according to what God says in the name of Jesus. It will be so. And I just speak blessings on you and on your family. Your family will prosper. Your children will prosper. In the name of Jesus, you be encouraged in the Lord and who you are. You are a mighty, mighty vessel of the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage the body in that. Just be strong in the Lord. Just go forth in what God has called you to do and who God has called you to be. Let nobody stop you or tell you what you can and what you cannot do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so at this time, we're going to start to open up the lines. I want everyone praying, amen, because we have a major prophet on the line. I called this woman of God, and she was ready to come out of the secret place. And so I want you to be praying. Ask the Lord for his presence to begin to fall there is something the Spirit of God wants to do. I can feel the stirring in the atmosphere. And so we are going to decree and declare the fire of God to fall in the name of Jesus. We decree, Father God, right now that the power and the authority of the Lord take over the atmosphere. Take over the airways in the name of Jesus. We call it forth in the name of Jesus. And you know, the woman of God wasn't even here for the last show, but she spoke everything the other prophets have spoken. It has been line upon line, precept upon precept. This is the season of the mouth. It is time for you to open up your mouth and decree and declare and allow God to establish his will upon the earth realm. It is time for you to know your identity in him. It is time in the name of Jesus. So right now, in Jesus' name, we release identity and focus upon the people of God. We release the power and the authority of destiny upon the people of God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. She even used the analogy of the cell phone. And the other one, God had talked about the cell phone having to be plugged in. So we know that there is a power and authority that God is saying, plug in, plug in. The enemy wants you to run scared, but the word declares that he must flee seven ways.
Plug in.
Hey,
hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God is our source. God is our source. And people of God, listen. Yes, the government may give us a stimulus check and this and that. And okay, that's all fine and wonderful. We thank the Lord for all of that. But God is your source. That has been a hindrance for many years when it comes to the people of God. A lot of times we're looking to the wrong place, to the wrong source as our resource. The Father God is our source and our resource, and he is going to begin to part us people that we also would become the source and resource for somebody else. It's the church. It's the body of Christ that's got to rise up and become the one that people run to, the house that they come to, where their need is met, where they're looking for, they find it there. They need a word. They need help. They find it in the church, because God is our source. And so we can keep our hearts and keep our minds on the Lord no matter what else happens all around us, and no matter who's doing what, who's giving what. Remember that the Father God is the source and resource, and the glory will not be taken from him, not by his people. We give God the glory for what he's doing. We give him the glory for what he's about to do within every, even individual homes and individual ministries, how he's about to part his spirit and part the finances, part the things that we need to get this work done before we go on home. So we just make sure we do that. Keep our hearts and our minds in the right place on the Father.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so we're going to open up the first line. Line ending in 8745. God bless you. 8745. God bless you.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just stay in the flow of the Spirit. We're going to just flow. In Jesus' name, okay. Number ending in 6401. God bless you.
Is that me?
I think so. That would be you.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy, Father. I thank you for what you are doing in the land, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are moving in ways that your church cannot see. Lord, open up the eyes of our understanding. Open up the eyes of the Church of America. I speak to the body of Christ, and I say, awake, awake, O sleeper, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. The light has come. Awake, 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 Father. I ask that you awaken every intercessor, that they would come up to their post. I thank you that you will awaken every gatekeeper, that they would go back to their post. I thank you that you would awaken every watchman, that they will go back on the wall.
strengthen them, Father. Strengthen them in their inward parts. Comfort them, the God of all comfort, that you would comfort us in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your mercy, Lord. I lift up those in government. I lift up those in authority, Father God, and I ask for your divine intervention. I ask for your divine wisdom. I ask for your divination, Father God. Not the divination of witches, not the divination of witches, not the divination of warlocks, Father God. I thank you for kingdom agenda. I see kingdom agenda coming forth in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you that you own the King's heart. You move it as you fit. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Lord, as your intercessors who are called to govern the affairs of men in the heavenly, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that we're seated in heavenly places, Lord. I thank you that you continue to arouse us, Father God. I thank you that you continue to draw us up higher unto you, Father God. I thank you for the love affair that you are brooding and hovering over your people in this season. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I break off this covenant of fear that so many have embraced, Lord. I break it off of them, Father, and I speak your love. I speak your peace. I speak your peace, Lord. I speak your peace. Your peace. Your peace, Lord. Your peace in the name of Jesus. I thank you for you are faithful who has promised. You are faithful who has promised, Father God. And I thank you that you will expose, Father God, every lie of darkness. You will expose every lie of darkness in the land. I thank you. I thank you. And where you have exposed, we have authority. I thank you for exposing every lie in the land, Lord. I thank you. I thank you that your promises are yea and amen. And you will contend with those who contend with us. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your might. Thank you, Father. Your love is stronger than the grave. I thank you for your love, Father. I thank you for your love that transforms us. I thank you for your love that cleanses us. I thank you for your love that delivers us. Thank you. Thank you for who you are.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for who you are. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I thank you that you will manifest who you are to each one of your beloveds, Lord. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God, we give you glory, and we thank God for his mercy and his love. Hold on. I had to mute the woman of God, and now I'm trying to find the number. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. So, Prophet, Hallelujah. Do you have anything for the woman of God before I go on to the next line, next phone line?
I was just listening to her, and I was standing in agreement with everything she was saying. Amen. Praise God, because as you say, amen, we're on the right road. We're in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And
thank
God
you, Lord.
Is awakening, the intercessor. Thank the Lord for that. And just the word that was spoken, it brought to mind when she was talking about the government. Though, sister, I don't know if you know how that here in Washington State, they have permitted Satanists to come into our capital and do a ritual. But praise God, the people of God went down there to combat that, and we did combat it. And
Jesus.
God spoke about it. God has done something in this. God has done something in this state during that time. It was so many intercessors. We had to have two rooms. And even the congressmen, they went out and they cleansed those steps and they poured oil on those steps. And I'm telling you, the people of God was came out of such force. Those statements left out of there early. And God said that he had started revival beginning in Washington. I'm telling you, in Washington State, praise God, because Washington has always been known as the most unchurched state in the nation, which I rebuke that. This is the year of the voice. This is the year of the mouth. I decree and declare that Washington will be a great, mighty state for the Lord. And people are going to come from far and near to see what God is doing in this place. And I truly believe that. And so I just thank you for that prayer. Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. I come into agreement with everything that you are saying. When the Lord wakes me up at all times of the night, and I have never in all of my life been so burdened
for the Church at America. I see people. I see people in all different nations, and all of them are intensifying their prayer for American Christians.
Yeah,
all of them are crying out for us. The Lord is saying something. Awake and arise.
I agree with what you said, Prophetess, when you said this is not the time. You know, this is the time that we press in. The kingdom that suffers violence, and the violent will take it by force. This is the time for that. And I just come into agreement with your prayer, with your power, and your stand in the spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. We're going to have church up in here. Amen. Praise God. Okay. I've got to move forward. I have to. Okay. So we're going to open up the line that starts with 4337. 4337. God bless you. Hold on, it's buffering. Thank you, Lord. There we go. 4337.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hi. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
I can hear you.
Praise God. I just came to be in the prayer, and I thank the Lord, praise God, that you are on the air, and I thank the Lord for allowing me to get together with you and to bless him and to praise his holy name.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Prophet, would you like me to just pray for her real quick?
Yes. Praise God. Yeah, well, I wanted prayer for me and my family. I have one that, praise God, has some of that virus. And for my family to continue to come closer together. And I'm trying to rid myself of an enemy that has been here entirely too long.
Okay.
It's been
okay.
Quite a while.
Mm-hmm. I just live. What is your name?
Mary.
Mary?
Mary Abel.
Lord, Lord, I lift Mary before you right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, to strengthen her right now. Strengthen her mind, Father. And bind the spirit of depression and everything that the enemy have brought against her, oh God, to make her think that she's alone, to make her think, Father God, that you're not with her, Lord, and you're not for her, Father, and all the things, God, that have happened in her family. I call forth a restoration to her family and a healing in her family unit in the name of Jesus. I bind the power of the enemy to have come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, and to separate in the name of Jesus. I call forth, Father God, a healing of some past issues, Lord, past family matters, God, of past family secrets that have caused separation, God. I call forth a healing, Mary, in the name of Jesus, a healing in her heart. I thank you that you have coupled, you have put those tears in a bowl and you will pour them out and they will bring, hallelujah, the ground that they fall on will bring restoration and a fruitfulness coming forth in her life like she's never seen before. I thank you, God, for a love, Lord, that's going to just begin to flow from her heart and flow from her family to her, a restoration in that family in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, hallelujah. Even, Lord, even her energy, Lord, touch her in her body for energy, that her energy level will begin to rise. Christ, Lord, even in her speech and in what she feels and how she receives things, that her body, her spirit will begin to take on that energy, and her body will also reflect that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I speak to her.
Yeah.
I speak to the life source and command you to rise, command you to be made strong in Jesus' name. You need to I see you getting the Bible, getting the Word of God, and begin to soak in that Word, because that Word is life. The Bible says the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting asunder soul and spirit, the discerner of the hearts, of the thoughts, the intents of the heart. The Word of God is alive. It's alive. It's the life of Jesus. And you need that mood on the inside of you. So you need to get in that Word as much as you can every day. I don't care if it's one chapter, two verses, whatever. Every day you eat of it. Begin to eat that right food, okay? Begin to eat the food that God has before you. It's going to strengthen you. I see a new person rising, gaining strength, gaining weight, weight in the spirit, and rising up in the spirit of God, who God has made you to be. And God has called you. God has a purpose for you. He does have a plan for your life. You're not just somebody set aside, push aside, just somebody in church. You are somebody God has created and created with a purpose, a plan, and a destiny. So you need to just reach out and begin to seek for that. You ask the Lord, what is it that you called me to do? What is it, Lord God, that you created me to do? Because God has a plan for you. God has a creative miracle for you also.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I got a picture of you, Mary, and you're in a yard. I see you in a yard, like a front yard, playing. Actually, this probably sound kind of funny, but you're kicking a ball, playing a ball with some young people, young children. And it's like your youth is coming back to you, and you're just playing with them, and you're kicking the ball, and they're kicking the ball, just running around the yard, just like a child. But it's just a childlike spirit, and it's just the joy of being alive, the joy, the youthfulness that God is going to begin to refresh in you and just begin to bring forth in you, that youthfulness that you lost and that you've been just kind of it's like you let some things go. And taking on more sorrow than you need to, more sadness than you need to. God wants you to release all that to him and take on the joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And the Lord said to go in the strength of the Lord. You go forth in the strength of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We still here? Uh-oh. Prophetess, did I lose you?
Number ending in 1931.
Oh, I am here.
Okay, God bless you. How are you?
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess. This is Anita Williams. And I was just so blessed by the word of the Lord, amen, from the very beginning of the message where the woman of God spoke and said, speak it out, open your mouth. And I'm just so thankful, amen. And there's so many points that just hit home for me, and I just give the Lord praise for that. And my prayer is that we all be encouraged, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. That we all, amen, stand in this great, exceedingly great army, healed, amen, and set free in the name of Jesus. However, my prayer request would be seeking prayer for my children, amen, that the power of God will keep them and move on their behalf, particularly both my sons. And I just give the Lord praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the woman of God, and we thank you for your intervention. And Father God, as I just tag team with the woman of God, because I just felt in the spirit realm, Father God, that you are a delivering hand.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Father God, I thank you that your hand of deliverance is coming for this family, Father God. Lord, you're coming to arrest. Ooh, I felt that quickening. You're coming to arrest, Father God, the heart of this family, Father God. Cause the heart of the children to return to you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, carry them, Father, into a deep place with you, O God. Let them cast their burdens upon you because you care for them. Lord, in Jesus' name, erase all of the pain, erase absence, Father God. Lord, fill in every void in the name of Jesus. Cause them to need you and make you a necessity in their lives. And bless them, Lord God, with a robe and a ring on their return. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are doing something that only you can do. It is a restoration that is only done by your hand, Father, that can reverse time and restore the days that the cankerworms have eaten. And so, Lord God, we thank you in advance for these souls being won for you. We send forth the word of salvation and hope and love to the sons of this woman and to all of her seed, Father. And we thank you for it being done in your name because you are so amazing. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say something to you about your children. And I love to speak on this because it's something the Lord did for me many, many years ago. I was in prayer, and it's two things that happened. I was in prayer, and I had a house that had a loft, and that loft is where I would meet the Lord. It was just an anointed place. And I was up there praying one day, and I started praying for my children. And all of a sudden, out of my mouth, this is what I said. I said, Satan, I did not carry not one child for you. I carried my children 9 months for the Lord. And it was a revelation to my soul. I mean, it just came out of nowhere. But ever since I said that, I understood. And you can stand on it. God said he saved your whole household. Your children are your seed, and they belong to the Lord. They don't belong to Satan. He cannot have them. And you make that clear to him. You cannot, you will not have them. And then one time the Lord said to me, he said, you pray for, this was years ago. He said, you pray for your family, but you hit and you miss. Pray for them consistently. And from that day, and that was years, to this day, every single day, I pray for them. And I don't mean just say, I pray. And you hit heaven hard because they're yours. That's your heritage. And Satan cannot have them. He can't have them. I don't care what they're doing or what it looks like or how bad it looks. You hold on and you keep decreeing and declaring their heritage, their destiny before the Lord. They were created for God's purpose. He has an assignment on their lives, whether they know it or not, it's there. And you begin to call in that assignment, that destiny, and decree and declare in Jesus' name, they will fulfill every jot, every tittle. They will fulfill the word that God has spoken over their life from the beginning, from the foundation of the world, before they were ever in the womb. He spoke it, and it's so. And you just decree this year of the mouth. You decree it, and you declare, don't stop. I don't care what they do. So whatever they do that just irks you, and it's like they ain't never got, they're going to. You keep speaking it till you see it. I gave God praise this year as I began to see even more. My kids are saved, but they really, you know, you have some that they just weren't where they need to be. But then I began to see it happening. Turning all of a sudden, boom, Lord, here we are. Thank you, Lord. You begin to see them begin to fall in place. They're going to fall in place. God has a
thank
time
you,
for everyone. His time, every person's time is different, you know. So we just keep praying. It doesn't matter if we don't see it because God's timing is not our timing. But he has a time for your children, and they will walk the walk that God has called them to walk. They will walk out their purpose and their destiny. Don't doubt it. Just keep praying. Even with the tears and all everything, we just keep on praying. You just keep praying. That's your stance. You just keep praying. God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. He's going to save them, and they're going to be who God has called them to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I receive that. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, we got to move forward. Okay, number ending in 7801. I'm sorry, I was muted and I didn't realize it. So 7801, God bless you. Okay.
Make sure I'm not muted again.
Okay, amen. Okay, number ending in 6086. God bless you. Oh, okay. They literally hung up. Okay. Number ending in, hold on. A number ending in 3458. God bless you. 3458.
I don't know if I had a number.
That would be you. I can hear you. Hello.
Okay. I thought, well, I'll just talk. If it's me, I'll come on, right?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm calling out, just so everybody knows, I'm calling out the last four digits of your phone number. So whatever phone number you're calling from is going to be the last four digits of your phone number. Amen. So God bless you.
Okay. This is Lorraine
Hi.
Ritter.
Yes. How are you, sis?
I'm good. I'm good. Enjoyed the teaching. It was awesome. Really, my main focus is my elderly parents need salvation. We've been praying a long time and a long, long time. I just feel like I have to break through in that area before I can branch out into other areas. And they are in their 90s, so we're getting thin here.
Okay, amen, amen. Prophetess, did you want me to pray, or are you going to pray, or how do you want to do it?
I missed what she said. She said her parents are in their 90s?
Yes, they both need salvation. And
ooh, yeah, okay. Okay, okay. You know what, I got to tell somebody for you. Okay, here's what you're going to do. Amen. So are they, can you hear me? Are they unreceptive to the word when you speak to them?
Well, I can get little tidbits in here and there.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. My mother was a Jehovah's Witness, okay, her life.
Wow.
All her adult life. And when she got ill, I would just go into the nurse home and see her and pray. And one day I asked her, could I pray for her? And I mean, she said, yes. I was shocked. And I prayed for her. But after that, about a year or so later, you know, she got really, well, I don't know how long it was, but she got, at one point she got ill unto death, where she was, I didn't know she was dying, but she was ill for like a year. But I would go into her room many times and just pray. And I would feel the presence of the Lord. So I know God was there with her. And the day she died, I was there speaking into her ear and talking to her and telling her, just see the Lord, you know, and so forth. And God saved her. He truly saved her, took her to heaven. And it doesn't matter how old they are or who they are or what they know or don't know. You just go ahead and pray for them and ask them, can you pray for them? And then, you know, I was bolder, and my brothers were the same way. They were raised your witness. They didn't know anything, all three of them. And the two that I got to minister to, I just simply asked them, can I pray? And they said, yes. And I said, repeat after me. Jesus saved me.
Amen.
From my sins. So you just have to be, if it means being tricky, you just you have to just go ahead and do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Do it. You pray before you go ask God to help you, you just do it. They'll do it. And that, because they're in their 90s, you have to step in there quickly and get them stable, get them solid. You know everything's going to be good. You go ahead and lead them to the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to open the door and to create a
a create a time, because like my oldest brother, my sister is a Jehovah's Witness, and so she would be in the room with my baby brother, and she kept coming in. Then, I mean, nobody but the Lord orchestrated a time. She wasn't there, and she was on her way. She had left. And I led him to Christ. I led him to Jesus. So if you God will, and I'm gonna pray. God will create the opportunity. So Father, I thank you right now that you love your creation, and you love her parents, and you would that none should perish, but that all should have eternal life. So, Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus for a door to open. To orchestrate a time that she will be able to talk to them, and their hearts will receive what she say in Jesus' name. Even now, Lord, Holy Spirit, even now, touch their hearts, condition their hearts and their minds to receive the word that their daughter is going to speak to them, and just to receive you as Lord Jesus. Lord, make a way, make a way. We decree and declare their souls will not be lost, but they will come to Christ. They will receive the gift of salvation in the name of Jesus. And you just go forth in faith and boldness, and just speak to them. You speak, and don't waste no time in doing that either. And we just trust and believe God's going to bring them into the kingdom. They're going to receive Jesus.
And you let Hallelujah. Them know this.
Hallelujah. You just do it. Because, I mean, God did it for mine. And, I mean, like I said, my mother was a Jehovah's Witness. She didn't know anything about Jesus. But she sure received him.
Praise God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank
God you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Father.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to move forward. Okay.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Number starting at 0848. God bless you.
God bless you. Good evening. I had enjoyed myself, and it was a pleasure to get a chance to hear Prophetess Zelda. My first time hearing her, so it's been a joy, Prophetess Zelda. I enjoyed your teaching, and it was very encouraging.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, where should go? Okay. Thank you, Lord. This has been a very good night. Amen. Okay. We are going to go on to number ending in 0115.
Hello.
Hello. God bless you.
Thank you. This is Rhonda Mingo.
God bless
I'm encouraged.
You.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Made it on. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yes, I enjoy what Prophetess said about just speaking those things into existence and not letting go.
Amen.
I enjoy that so much. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Did you need prayer for anything, Rhonda? Are you good?
I'm lifting up my son's family, his marriage and his children, and my marriage.
Wow, Prophetess, I think we got testimonies for all of this, right?
yes,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we know that marriage is your covenant, Father.
Yes,
it is your covenant on earth. And so we decree and declare, Father God, every spirit of division, every spirit of unrest that has come against this relationship be gone. We nullify the power of the enemy with the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare the blood over their doorposts, the blood over their property, over their children, and over their marriage. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for turning it around quickly, Father. Quickly, exponentially, Father, just turn it around for your good and for your glory. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. You know, my testimony is, and many people know, we have another broadcast that we do called Marriage on Fire. And part of my testimony is that the Lord literally salvaged my marriage out of a fire. It was ashes. By the time the Lord got a hold of us. And we just celebrated 23 years of marriage.
Wow. Amen.
The enemy will try, but
amen.
When there is two people that are surrendered to God and just say, you know what, we're gonna run this race, and it's not for the swift, but for those who endure. Amen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, me and my husband always joke that the greatest joke of heaven was to take two opposites and tell them to become one. You know, the only thing that really molds something together is fire. So
that's
marriage
right.
by nature is fire, right? And so we have to have an understanding. I think sometimes we walk into marriage with this fairy tale thought of, you know, happily ever after. But there is a process to the molding. There's a process to the becoming one. And we have to be surrendered to that process just like anything else. So I'm going to be praying for this marriage. I'm going to be praying for the wholeness of this marriage and for the things that have come in their finances that are
yeah.
causing risk
yeah.
and problems. I see that very clearly. And so we have a greatness of the Lord that he has chosen the realm of marriage to awaken
yeah.
us to the realm of the relationship between him and his bride. Amen. And so just know that the Lord has purpose and he has plans, and we don't know it all. We see in part, we see through a glass darkly, but what we do have an understanding of is the Lord said, my thoughts to you are good. And those thoughts and those plans are good. And so we just receive the goodness of the Lord in every area of our lives, and I release the goodness of the Lord in every area of your son and his family's life, and for you, woman of God, and that the Lord will carry all of you through to the next threshold in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Absolutely. Prophet Zoe, did you have anything before we move forward?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, woman of God.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We are moving on to
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Line 1021.
Good evening, everybody. I just enjoyed the word tonight. It was encouraging, and just the testimony in itself was encouraging. And I just thank God for his reassurance and just another reminder to let us know to endure and keep pressing in and keep pressing on and keep
amen.
Praying. That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. And just so everybody knows, that is Prophetess Natasha James, who's going to be our guest speaker tomorrow night. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
and,
God.
Thank God.
And it's good stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet Zoda, did you have anything? I don't want to move forward too quickly if you have anything.
No, I'm just listening right now. I don't have anything right now.
Thank
okay,
you,
just give me a Hail Mary if you have something. That way I don't have to keep asking.
No, I will.
Okay. So we're going to move forward because our time is ticking. Okay, so we have line 7672. God bless you.
That must be me.
Yes.
Hello.
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 Can you hear us?
I sure can. I just wanted
awesome.
To say that I was very much encouraged by, I came on a little bit late, so I apologize for that, but I was able to get on and was really blessed by the woman of God's passion and her. It's obvious that she has a great passion and fellowship with the Lord, and just the testimonies in terms of encouraging us as we move forward, that no matter how dark it looks, that God is moving by his Spirit and that there are greater days ahead. So thank you so much for just bringing the presence of the Lord on the line and allowing us to experience that through your testimony and then also your words of encouragement. So thank
Amen.
You so much.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Okay, so that is Apostle Ted Howard, who
oh,
you know, I claim as a father here. He has adopted me. Amen. I'm proud of that.
She's too kind.
Man.
He is amazing. And he will be on Friday night. So we definitely have so much anointing going on. I'm telling you.
We'll definitely be there.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's going to be hard. Okay. It's going to be hard to follow this woman of God, that's for sure.
Well, wait till I bring her out, Apostle. You know she's coming out. You know? But, yes, she is a slice of amazing heavenly apple pie. So,
amen.
Amen. Prophetess, did you have anything? Do you want to say anything? I don't want to rush you.
Oh, you're not rushing me. I'm fine, no. But I will be tuning in tomorrow and Friday.
Amen.
God bless you so much. Thank you. May the Lord continue to encamp around you and be a blessing to you and your family.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Okay. God bless, Apostle. I'll talk to you later. Okay. So I thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for God's mercy and his grace. Let me just see. There was one thing. The Holy Spirit is really, is she still on? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
I think she got off. Sister Nikki, let me see. Is this? Okay, 7801. No, that's not her. I think she got off the line. Okay, I have to call her with that word in the background. Amen. So I just thank God for everything he's doing and will do. I thank God for the favor of God, you know, to be surrounded by so many awesome generals in the spirit. I do not take that lightly. Amen. We do not take that lightly at all. Prophet Zelda, I'm going to do something I didn't tell you I was going to do, but I usually don't say anything because my guest speakers have a tendency of not wanting it. But for those of you who are part of Prophetic Wind, I'm going to ask that you would sow at least $10 tonight. That's not a lot. It's just something to bless the woman of God with and be a blessing to her. Amen. So you can give two ways. You can give on PayPal. PayPal.me/prophetic wind. That would be the easiest way to give. But you can also give on Cash App, $ Latisha, spelled LATSHIA, Gartner, GARDNER, Smith, SMITH. And I'm just going to ask if everybody sows $10. That'd be a pretty good blessing for the woman of God, and I want to be able to bless the people of God that are coming on. Amen. I don't take any of the offering for myself. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought somebody said something. I don't take anything for myself. And this does run a cost for the ministry, but God is blessing that. I got a job. Amen. But I want to be able to be a blessing to the men and women of God who are sowing into our lives with great revelation. And this will be a woman of God that will be back. Amen. So we want to be a blessing. So if you're listening now or later, please remember you can give. Again, the ways to give is paypal.me/prophetic wind. And or on Cash App at the $ Latisha, spelled LATSHIA, Gartner, GARDNER, Smith, SMITH. Okay. And I'm not asking for a lot. I'm not asking you to break the bank. If God instructs you to give more, please give more. But it will all go to the woman of God. That's my pitch. I don't have any gimmicks. So that's my pitch. You know, we know this, the law of sowing and reaping. She is sown. We want to sow, and so we can all reap the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And so, Prophetess, is there anything you have a goodbye for everyone by getting ready to do the benediction here? So,
do you have a good? What'd you say?
Do you have a goodbye for everyone? We're going to do a slight benediction here.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying. Oh, I'm, you know, I'm just want to say that I am just blessed, and it's always a privilege and an honor anytime to speak for the Lord anywhere. And that's the way I look at it. It's just a blessing. I thank God for everybody that tuned in, and I pray the blessings of the Lord will run and overtake everyone that's on here, and that every request, every prayer request that they have, everything that they spoke and didn't speak and couldn't speak, that Father God will heal and take care of it for them in this season. And I'm talking about in the coming days, that they will see the hand of God moving on their behalf. And I'll be praying for that. I trust that, because God loves his people just that much. So I'm trusting the Lord to do what is being asked of him, because he's an ask and we will receive. So I just trust God for now. And I thank you, prophetess, for having me to come. And yes, surely I come back anytime. So I just really thank you for that. And I just thank to God for my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. We are a family, you guys. We are a family. And that's the way we're supposed to live, to love each other and to pray for each other and to hold each other up. And as we go forward, God is making us one. He's making the body of Christ one. And that's who we are, one in Christ Jesus. So I just want to say thank you, and God bless each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen. Well, Prophet, you were such a blessing to us, and we thank you for pouring out on tonight. And we will be back again tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Amen. Eastern Time with Prophet Natasha James. And we are giving God the glory in this place. So if you know someone who needs something of the Lord, who just needs the fellowship of God, amen, this is a great place. It's good soil. It's a safe place. Amen. And so we thank God for raising us up for such a time as this. We are honored and blessed to be able to come to the people of God. Okay, so I'm getting ready to end this call. I thank God for each and every one of you. Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you will give them encounters and dreams and visions, and that, Lord God, they will just have more of you and less of them through the rest of this week. We will see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and good night.
Amen. Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party, many members one body, keep the presence still guarded, still going hard by. Then they wonder how we do that, then they wonder how we do that, then they wonder how we do that, then they wonder how we do that. Yeah, Holy Ghost party, many members one body, keep the presence still guarded, still going hard by. Then they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these truth friends. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, we gon' move that. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Chase, save, know they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look that. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not do when we're coffee. I guess you gotta learn the hard way. When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. Yahweh. And my prayer stands powerful. We coming through screaming, holler. Hallelujah, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing ruler. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their approval. Nah. The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point, banging with the rock. Jorting in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, looking first, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get right. Yeah, Holy Ghost party, many members one body, keep the presence still God, still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that, and they wonder how we do that, and they wonder how we do that, and they wonder how we do that. Yeah, Holy Ghost party, many members one body, keep the presence still God, still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.